Hey, is everything okay? I was just looking for you. Well, my twin was. She said that you need to bring her a glass of water because she can't stand for even a second anymore. Yeah, especially you. The entire baby shower party offered, but she wants you back in the room. Yeah, I know. Sexual request. As if being 7.5 months pregnant is a reason to act like that. Well, hey, I'm just saying how it is. Now, with a child on the way, you're stuck with her for the rest of your life. And you may have been with her over a decade, but I've known her my entire life. Yeah, because she was born 6 minutes earlier, and to this day, she keeps telling me that those were the best 6 minutes of her life. What a bitch. Just kidding, just kidding. She's cool for the most part, except for when she keeps rubbing it in my face for how much better she is than me. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know. And hey, congratulations too. This is your baby as well. Everyone's standing around her, cooing and wooing and awing, and it just takes two. But I guess it would be a bit weird if people started to pat your bulge and shake your hand. Nope, I totally meant to say hand. Nothing else. Nuh-uh. I should probably head back. Well, actually, can I ask you something? Since we're finally alone for a moment. Why her? What do you mean, why? I want to know why you chose her instead of me. I mean, we look the same big, doe eyes, massive tits, and though hers are now overinflated with milk, same bubble bud, which is so grabbable. Go on, feel it. Yes, come here, give me your hand. Oh, come on. What's so wrong about touching your sister-in-law? I'm practically her. See? Same ass. Oh God, your hand feels good. It feels good for you too, right? I bet it does. Oh, are you wearing a new cologne? I don't think I've smelled this one on you before. It's nice. Is it grapefruit? And pink peppercorns, and a hint of nutmeg too, and some sandalwood and amber. Is it the Club the Nuit Blue Iconic from the brand Armaf? Oh, I'm just really good with perfumes. Don't worry about it. It's such a delicious scent. I want to lick you. I'm gonna lick you, okay? Oh, stop resisting. I know you're freaky like me. You actually like this. Hey, keep it down. You don't want my sister to hear you, do you? Just pretend to take this little lick of Yorkshire. As if you enjoy it. I said, keep it quiet. Aw, did that hurt? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me give you kisses. That makes everything better. There. Much better, right? Admit it, you like this. You like me more than my inseparable twin, don't you? You don't want to say it, Well, that's okay. I can already tell that you do. I can feel your cock through your pants and you're rock hard. I bet you've secretly been wishing for this. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pretend that you don't want this. It's okay if you do. Oh boy, you're slurring your words a bit. That's good. I mean, not good. Almost bad. Mm-hmm. At least you're not resisting that much anymore. Gosh, I wonder if you taste as good as you smell. Oh, don't look so shocked. Of course I know it. Why else do you think I volunteered to do all of your laundry? Certainly not to help my sister out. She's so gross. While you, well, some of your underwear got a little more filthy before it got clean. I guess I'm gonna find out if the taste is the same fresh from the source. Oh, fuck. I always thought that you must be big, but dude, you're hung. It's okay if you're enjoying it, you know. It's not like it's really cheating. Just think of it as a hotter, better, kinkier version of your wife giving you a good time. Oh fuck, that made your cock twitch and leak a little bit. I want to be a waste not to lick that spot. So salty and earthy. I wonder if I can suck it through the fabric. I can feel the veins on your cock through the fabric. Oh, your balls are so heavy too. I bet you haven't had sex in ages. My sister probably doesn't even let you sleep in the same bed, isn't it? Yeah, I figured. You know, if I was your wife, I would let you stay. Oh, another twitch. So you like that idea? Me being your wife, You're saying no, but your cock says yes. So, I'm gonna take your boxers off now. Shoo, don't try to push me away. I'm actually doing this for you. It's such a shame that she's not treating you right. You really deserve better. Someone who would please you. Someone who will worship you. Fuck, your balls smell even better this close. Did she lick them? Or even sniff them? No? How sad. She doesn't even know what she's missing out on. But don't worry, I'll make it up to you. Keep it down. You don't want my sister and her guests to hear you. No, I'm not gonna stop. Don't be ridiculous. In fact, let's go back to where you came from. I've always envied your bedroom. It's so big, you have a couch in it too. Is that where you've been sleeping lately? Aw, you poor thing. Well, with me, you won't have to anymore. And if you're worried about being loyal to her because she's pregnant and all, that's fine. We can keep it a secret for now. She never even has to know. Now, let's take off those pants, mister. You're not gonna need them anyway. Oh, you look so adorable sitting there, your head lolling a bit. Are you still here? Okay, good. You know, it would be really evil of me to have you all hard and ready, not to fuck you. Yes? Yes. Hey, stop saying no to me. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you that much, but you're not cooperating. There, it doesn't sting that much, does it? Well, let me just push my panties down. Now to get on top of you and sit in your lap. Mm-hmm. And straddle you nice and good. Can you feel how wet I am? You're gonna slide in so fast. Here we go. Hey, shh. What's the matter? Didn't you miss the feeling of a warm, wet pussy? Of course you did. Don't lie to me. That's not it. Then what? Oh, but you're not wearing a condom. Well, why would you? Why would you? You can't get me pregnant if you do. I told you this isn't cheating. I'm just gonna get back at her for stealing my chance with you. You were my first friend before she ever seduced you. No, fuck. Your cock feels so good. I always thought he would fill me up so much. I tried so hard to be the nice sister-in-law, hoping that you would realize that I'm the better sister. But no, you just had to get her pregnant. She didn't even want kids like I do, and she kept rubbing it in, knowing that I don't even have a boyfriend. That bitch. Oh, fuck, that's right. I'll buck your hips in. Well, you're gonna get me pregnant now, or we're gonna try as long as it takes, whatever and whatever we can. We'll see what happens first, me getting pregnant or her baby being born. And if a little accident happens to her, well, I will have your child one way or another. I need you to fill me up with your cum. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Oh, God. I hope you are, too. Go on. Come with me. Yeah? That's it. That's it. You're almost there. I want you to come so deep in, my pussy. Go on. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh. I'm coming. Come with me. Fuck, aren't you obliging? Yes. Oh, the drug certainly helped a bit. But don't try to pretend you didn't enjoy this. How long has it been? 5 or 6 months since you've had sex? Oh, she was always too cautious. Well, I wouldn't say no to you even after you've gotten me pregnant, and you will. Oh. Right. Well, you look a little rough. So, why don't you lay down here? I'll tell my sister that you had to take a nap. A sudden headache. You just need to sleep the drugs off right now. And I'll pretend that I'm the best sister that you could ever wish for. For as long as the baby is born. Have a nice rest now.